This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
But today I did want to put a shout out to everyone to remind everybody. I know it's probably a bit too late in the day to remind everybody, but today is officially Take Your Dog to Work Day. Woof. That's right. If you check out the hashtag Take Your Dog to Work Day. Yeah, stop that as well. You'll find lots of pictures of gorgeous dogs at people's workplaces today. If you've taken your dog to work today, let us know. That'd be really nice. And if you want to have a look at the lovely Rosie dog, she's at work today. She's currently manning the office solo. She's there as under the hashtag of Take Your Dog to Work Day as well, and hashtag Rosie dog. And now I've forgotten what I was going to say, but we also, I just want to say as well, it is 1 year officially today since Rosie had her surgery on her knee.
She had her cruciate ligament fixed on her knee.
Her ACL.
Yes, it was ACL. TPOL surgery. It's TPOL surgery.
She had her knee done. It was a year ago today that she had a little surgery, so she couldn't move, and I had to go and live with my parents for 8 weeks? 10 weeks?
It was 8 weeks.
Was it 8 weeks? It was 8 weeks.
We made her come back after 8, yeah.
And that's when she had it looking like an absolute chicken leg because she had hair left, and it took, a good 8 months for that hair to come back.
True, but it's all back now. She looks lovely. But anyway. She may even be in a cover model on a doggy magazine soon. Maybe.
Possibly. Maybe. Things are in the works. Oh. Can't say more, but things are in the works. But don't forget, today is Take Your Dog to Work Today. So if you're going to work for a late shift today, take the dog with you.
Absolutely.
As long as it's okay with your workplace.
Now, we welcome dogs to Joy. Rosie is a full member.
She is, as you know.
Yes.
So many things been turned into a musical of late. Like there's Steps, the musical. And prior to that,
as you know, so many steps. It's not even out yet, Chris, and it's an amateur production. Chris, you can't use that as an example.
It's quasi-professional.
You mean previous something like ABBA, Mamma Mia, yes.
And there's been...
And that terrible movie. Well, good movie, terrible... Yeah, anyway.
There's been quite a lot of ones that have been transformed from a movie or an album onto the stage.
Yes.
Now they're going to go real life into a musical. And the real life they're going to use as their inspiration...
Oh, so it's a biopic.
A biopic musical coming to a stage in the UK. It's going to be written by, where's the people's names again? Christopher Ashley and Bon Jovi's keyboardist and composer, David Bryan.
Is he the one that fell out with them?
Possibly. I don't know. Well, he's not in Bon Jovi. He's doing musicals now, isn't he?
Yeah.
And some writer as well who did Pietro, who's done some other ones as well.
Right.
But they're going to be doing Diana. The musical.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they were going to do like John Bon Jovi, the musical or something. Because, at least they'd have some...
That would be shite.
The songs would be all right in a musical form. Big orchestra.
But they'd transform them into a musical theatre kind of format.
Oh,
Bon Jovi goes musical theatre. Oh.
Get the boys from the cabaret room to do that one.
Yes. Anyway. Hashtag 4 weeks to go. Diana the Musical is going to be made.
It's going to be horrible.
It will be. I'm expecting some form of tragedy.
Oh, well, yes, it is a tragedy.
No.
The story is tragic.
But not in that way. Oh. We all know the sad ending, but this is going to be awful.
Funnily enough, you know what will fix this? If Elton John refuses to give permission for Candle in the Wind, because then they can't have the stage show. Because they can't do Diana without Candle in the Wind.
No, they'll just rewrite it into a new version. Because they're going to put all, the guy from Bon Jovi is going to be writing a lot of the music.
Halfway there. That tunnel in Paris.
Shani made it halfway. Yeah. So the first reading and slash singing of the production is going to be performed next month. So it's already written.
Oh, my God.
And so
this is terrible.
I know. And then they've got a 3-week workshop.
This is awful. Who let them do this?
Nobody.
But somebody's pumping up the money.
Yeah. Hey, do I want? No, they're actually making, they've written it all on that, and then they're hoping, I believe, to get
funding.
Investors.
Oh, God.
Please don't. Please don't.
Tristan, you've been scouring the internet for news of the world. What have you come up with today?
Well, three men in California have been arrested stealing $300,000 worth of avocados.
Well, how many is that? In current avocado values, what's that, 20 avocados?
How much was the value?
$300,000.
I know, it's a few more than 20.
Oh, 30?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Depends, but that's a lot of avocados. Do tell us more, Tristan.
Well, apparently they just wanted to make more money.
Well, I guess that's usually what thieves do, isn't it? It's like, I feel like making some more money.
Did they get caught?
I think they did. And the police are calling it, instead of calling it Grand Theft Auto, they're calling it Grand Theft Avo.
Yes, police aren't allowed to make jokes.
Well, thank you for that update, Tristan.
But then you have to wonder, what were they going to do with it? Besides make more money. Or, if Steve had been here, obviously it would have been a house
deposit.
In Melbourne,
you open a cafe and serve avocado smash for a couple of days.
Oh, $300,000 worth of avos, that's what, 12 plates of avocado?
Yeah, it's a couple of breakfasts.
Yeah, a house deposit.
A couple of breakfasts.
Something like that.
Thanks, Tristan.
Yep. I'm going to have, this is a community service announcement now.
A community service?
This is for those queens.
That's unusual for us.
This is for the queens out there that like to do their nails. I'm looking at Tristan right now.
What colour's your nails aren't, no, you don't have any colour on your nails this week.
No.
That's really unusual, Tristan.
They're natural.
Yeah.
Oh. He's been very lazy.
Oh,
he
so
hasn't
it is.
Bothered.
Right.
Because he said, I'm only coming in with you, love. I'm not doing my nails.
You make that up.
Prove it. But if you would like your nail polish, and I'm looking at you, Tristan, if you would like to be like the Queen...
Of England?
Of Australia, Christopher.
Oh, okay.
She's our Queen as well.
Oh, so, but we're still talking about Lizzie.
Yeah. Queen Lizzie.
Yeah.
And her nail polish. It has now been revealed...
Well, can we call her Lizzie Beth?
Yes. Call her what we want.
Not too forward, is it?
No, she likes the gaze.
Lizzie
you can
Bet?
Be very informal with her.
Can't bet.
Lilibet.
Lilibet.
And that is what it is. It's Lilibet.
Yeah.
It has been revealed that she has worn the same shade of nail polish for 28 years. Yes, they still wake it, and it is still ER by appointment, this particular nail polish. And yes, I will tell you, the nail polish.
Yes.
Tristan, I expect next week you're wearing QE2 nail polish, okay?
He's just sitting there giggling.
I know, as always. But it would match his shirt.
Yes,
his
it would. Oh, really?
It's
a pink.
A pale pink nail polish.
Oh, okay.
And it is...
Subtle.
I believe the brand is Essie. I could be wrong, but I think that's the brand. And the colour is ballet slippers.
Oh.
So next week, Tristan, I expect you to be wearing
ballet slippers
on your finger.
Right.
There is my community service announcement for today. Caitlyn Jenner released her biography a few weeks ago.
Not a revenge biography.
Well, it depends how you look at it.
How could that be?
Now, I did buy
it's
a copy.
It's only about the card. You what?
I have got a copy.
You what?
Yeah.
You spent our money on that book.
No, I spent mine. But I'm taking that away on holidays with us. That's going to be one of my books I'm going to read.
Right.
But the rest of the family were not happy with that book because it apparently says some not so nice things about Chris, who was Caitlin's former wife. And all of their stepchildren have taken Chris's side in this battle, not Caitlin's side. So Caitlin's kind of been estranged from the family a bit, which is possibly why she's gone and got herself a dog. It was a very cute
little
dog.
I thought you were going to say possibly got herself a lawyer, but no, she went and got a dog.
No, she can't afford a lawyer. She got a dog.
Yeah.
Very cute.
I love it. Right.
So here comes the revenge part of the autobiographies. Kris Jenner is planning on doing a revision of her earlier autobiography. Yes, she had an autobiography out some time ago.
Right, where she was quite kind to...
Well, it would have been Bruce at the time because it was in 2011.
Her former husband,
yes, it was in 2011 prior to her allegedly knowing any of this, according to Chris.
Right.
Unlike according to Caitlin, when Chris already knew. You see?
So now Chris is going to say
Say all sorts of things, and apparently she's going to throw a few, you know, mud pies over Caitlin's way of the autobiography.
See, they should have a TV show where they could do this.
Because also Caitlin has been probably unofficially dropped from Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yes.
Which is why she's fielding offers from Celebrity Big Brother in the UK. Because she needs the money.
Oh, right. Okay.
But then there's going to be the extra revenge autobiography.
Kim?
Nope.
Chloe?
Nope. Not even a Kardashian.
Oh.
Scott Disick. Who was Courtney's
living baby daddy. The only thing I know about Scott Disick is what I saw on I Am Kate. What a loser.
That's right.
What a complete tosser. Like,
that's right.
Serious waste of space person.
But he's another one of those ones, I know all your secrets.
Oh, God.
So he's fielding big money offers for his tell-all story about the Kardashian/Jenners. Because he also needs money now, because he has also been apparently dropped from Keeping Up with the Kardashians, although Kris Jenner is apparently putting him up to do a home renovation show.
Well, you know.
Look,
what's his name, the white rapper, can do it,
so can the drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, oh, God.
So anyway, that's what you've got to look forward to, in addition to Scott Disick doing some sort of drunky renovation show.
When are the revised autobiographies coming out?
Anytime in the next few months. Oh. It takes a while for a ghostwriter, the actual people to write these books.
Now we've got something to podcast, because you're going to have to tell me. And I'm not going to be interested if we're sitting watching the TV at home in the lounge room.
When these books come out, I will obtain a copy. I will condense it down into a 3-word synopsis.
Excellent. Excellent. We can do that over a glass of wine and I can forget it in about 3 seconds.
You'll have forgotten before I said it.
Absolutely.
Like it's everything
generally
I say to
what
you, Chris.
Happens. Anyway, I'm just leaving.
Time to have a look at the reboots. Now, first up, you know Will and Grace is getting rebooted. It is getting made at the moment.
Yes. And the last 5 series were boring, so I'm not sure why that, you know. Anyway.
Well, hopefully, after a break of 11 years, they've managed to find something funny.
Preferably like the first couple of seasons.
That's right. Yes. That's what everybody always says about it. Oh, I wish it was like the early ones. But it has been announced it will start airing in the US on Thursday, the 28th of September.
Right.
We don't know yet who's got it here.
We still don't know.
No, I haven't heard. If anybody does know who's picking up the new series of Will and Grace in Australia, we would like to know.
It'd be a free-to-air, won't it?
I wouldn't bet on it. I don't know. Who gets NBC stuff?
Is that Channel 9?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, we'll research.
Well, if anybody knows, let us know. 0427JOY949. But the other one that may be getting a reboot of kinds is the Golden Girls.
Oh.
But without girls.
Oh.
It's going to be the Golden Boys.
Oh.
They're not actually going to call it that. It's going to be called the Silver Foxes.
Oh.
They're shopping around the idea at the moment. It's the original people, you know, people who did the original show, which is the writers of the show. They're pitching it through to places like Netflix and stuff like that at the moment to see if anyone would like it. They've actually written a pilot episode. They had the pilot episode performed by various actors back in one of the director's producer's houses. So he had people like George Takei, was one of the people they had reading it.
Okay.
Don't know if that means he's attached to the project or not.
Okay.
But currently, Silver Foxes is getting pitched to the networks. And I don't know, I wouldn't mind seeing a show with George Takei in it.
Well,
I think he'd be all right.
He could do a bit of sword fighting occasionally.
He's going to be
My.
Is he going to be the Blanche of this series? But I think it'd be quite good.
Yes.
I was never a big fan of the Golden Girls, but I think this might be good.
I know. I said I wasn't that much of a fan of Will and Grace. You weren't that much of a fan of the Golden Girls. I think we pretty much throw our gay cards in and go home. Oh, yeah. That's what we're doing.
Now, let's go across the Dutch.
We're going across the
Dutch? Across the Dutch to New Zealand.
Are we going to visit Jono and Leo?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Our our foreign correspondents from over on the, what is it, the Windy Isles? Is that right? I can't remember. Anyway, over in New Zealand. Now, in New Zealand, dozens of horrified New Zealand parents are not in their children's good books after accidentally feeding them treats that were, in fact, dog treats.
Oh, dear. Did they not see the word dog treat? Canine food?
The words pet food only, human friendly but not recommended.
It said what?
That's what it says on the pack.
Human friendly but not recommended.
After,
why would pet food ever say that?
After pet food product only. In very large writing.
In other words,
pack.
It won't kill you, but it's not recommended that you eat this.
No, you may not like it.
Right.
The Whanganui Chronicle, I hope I've said that right.
That's just a silly name. Whoops, that's probably really rude.
That's New Zealand phobic. The Whanganui Chronicle has reported that the Scooby Snacks...
Oh, no.
That's right.
We feed Rosie Scooby Snacks.
She loves those. They yes, they are a little pack of... They come in a little pack.
And they look like little snack packs.
That's right. Little biscuits. They're all shaped like little Scooby Snacks.
They even look like they've got little chocolate things in them because their dog treats their carob.
Yeah, which is disgusting. Now, complete with pictures of Scooby-Doo on the pack. Because they're Scooby Snacks. Because Scooby used to be fed
Scooby Snacks.
So even in the show, they're dog food. Yes, apparently they were placed in some part of the supermarket and parents thought, ooh, Scooby-Doo snacks. I'll buy them for the kids.
No.
Yeah. They didn't obviously read the pack at all or notice the very large writing that says dog food on it. And they gave it to their children. Apparently most of the children spat them out after trying them and said, these are gross.
And the mum said, you will eat these. I bought them for you.
Yes, don't you waste that good food I purchased for you. And apparently the Pack and Save supermarket chain, yes, spelled P-A-K, they're right up there over in New Zealand. The Pack and Save chain said these were not placed anywhere near the children's food.
Or the lollies.
No.
No.
They said they were somewhere else, whereas all the parents...
Or the biscuits.
They said it was over in the dog food. Mm. The parents have all said, no. They were over in the children's snacks area. So we're not sure who to believe in this case. But parents on social media were apparently aghast. They wondered why their children didn't like the taste of them. And one said, oh, no, a little kitty was eating them and ate them all. And they didn't notice they were dog food until after. Poor thing. And apart from that, there's the other line on there, the Scooby Snacks. Support bone strengthening and skin and coat health. So these kids have got shiny coats and good bones.
Excellent.
Hey, do you know how Adele got around for her tour between the dressing room and the stage?
A Segway?
Hmm?
A Segway, maybe?
No. She actually gets herself popped into a very large box and wheeled across. Quite seriously. It looks like a large, one of those old trunk type things, but it's bigger. She gets popped in one of those so people can't see her when she's getting transported over to the stage. She's got an iPad in there to keep herself occupied.
Righto.
But she quite literally gets put in a box and wheeled across.
Does she have to stay there like for half an hour while the crowd finds their seats and stuff?
It depends how long it takes them to wheel her across, I guess.
What the...
As she said, she's got an iPad in there, but it is a little bit sweaty and slightly unglamorous.
Mm.
But she doesn't have to walk.
No. She's an odd lady.
If you're at an Adele concert and you're sitting near the stage and
there's
you see
a rather large box
getting wheeled in, knock on it. It's Adele.
It's like, hey, how you going?
I can't do the Adele accent. If anyone can do that, come and give us a call. Now, YMCA, the song I'm talking about, but I'm also talking about the organisation.
The Young Men's
Christian Association.
Christian Association, yes.
Now, back in 1978, when the Village People released YMCA, the Young Men's Christian Association actually were not impressed with it. And they threatened to sue the Village People for trademark infringement with that song. They did not. And so the song went on to be a massive hit.
Excellent.
Fast forward for 40 years or so, the Australian branch of the YMCA has made a surprise announcement. They are teaming up with Boy George to re-record YMCA for the modern era.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So the YMCA have come a long way in 40 years, obviously. They're actually now, I believe, they're now in support of things like, equality and the gays, and all this sort of stuff in Australia.
In Australia.
We can't talk about the rest of the world because I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, so they're going to be doing a new version with Boy George of YMCA.
Got it.
Don't know exactly when it's going to come out. Depends how long it takes the YMCA and Boy George to actually get a version that they're happy with, I guess, in the studio.
Got it.
But if you keep your ears open, maybe it'll appear on The Voice. Who knows?
Ooh, that's pretty quick.
Hey, how long does it take to record one song?
He's busy out of the clubs doing DJ sets at the moment.
Yeah,
so.
He's got time.
Oh, and his voice is a bit, you know, he has to practice a lot. Because, you know, he's got throat issues. He's got throat issues, so he has to warm up.
That's all right. He's got a backing group. They'll drown him out. As the headlines have said, there is a disturbance in the force.
The disturbance?
Yes. Now, as you know, Luke, the new Star Wars movie is coming up around Christmas
Vader
time.
Vader is your father.
What?
Hey, spoiler alert, Chris. So we've got the new Star Wars movie coming up around Christmas time. I forget when exactly it was coming out, with the final appearance of Carrie, of course, as Princess Leia. Mm-hmm. But the other one they moved, because they're still working on the spin-off ones as well.
Yes.
So the next one coming up was to be the Han Solo movie.
The origin story.
Yes. Yeah, so it goes back to young Han Solo and back when he meets Chewbacca and Lando pops up in a young Lando and all that sort of stuff. Now, they've had some troubles, though. It hasn't been a trouble-free one. They had two directors on it. So it was a co-director.
Anyone who remembers Superman 2 knows that's a problem.
Yes, anyway. You should see, if you get a chance, see the director's cut of Superman 2. That's all I say. So much better. Anyway, the directors, Phil Lord and Christopher Miller, have been let go.
Oh.
Due to creative differences.
Disney doesn't do that very often.
I know. And not on like a high-profile movie like this.
Mega budget movie.
Apparently, the directors and the screenwriter were fighting over said creative differences. Originally, Disney was backing the directors. Then they switched camps, backed the screenwriter, flicked the directors.
Ooh.
So left a half-finished...
So they liked the story, not the way it was being shot.
I guess that's how they came to that decision in the end, yes. So that left them with a very high-profile movie, which hadn't finished shooting.
And no directors.
Directorless.
Oh. Has it got a director now?
It does.
Oh.
They found a fresh one. And they went with a name.
They slashed those old directors.
I know, they did. Oh. Cut them down. Not in their prime, obviously. They have replaced the two directors with Ron Howard.
Of those things
of every,
in the pool.
Everything fame.
That movie.
Cocoon,
yes. Yes, and Happy Days.
Yes.
And
he's done other things, but I can't recall for the life of me what else he did.
He's actually a very well-established director and producer.
Mm-hmm. So he's now been employed. He hasn't actually started on set yet. And he'll be going in there soon to meet the stars of the movie, such as Danny Glover. And Woody Harrelson. And Thandi Newton, which you may be going, hang on. She is in the new reboot of Westworld. She's Maeve.
She's a good actress.
And there's a few other people that I've never heard of who I'm assuming are playing some of the young parts, and they'll be new actors.
Okay, cool.
So all right. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm loving all the new Star Wars stuff. Love it.
Well, I will say again, if you haven't seen it, you see Rogue One. Loved
you
that
reckon
movie.
It's the best Star Wars movie
I
ever.
Do. It was. I freaking loved that movie. It was brilliant. But I'm looking forward to Han Solo, which I'm assuming will be out in 2018, probably later. But first up, we do have to talk about Wonder Woman. Now, as you know, that movie has made $570 million so far.
Yes.
So far. And I will say, it was awesome. I loved it.
Roundly, it's basically everyone's loved it.
The first good DC movie.
Yes.
I'm saying it.
Yeah.
First, because all the rest were rubbish. But you know how much she got paid to make that movie?
No, well, I've seen alternating stories on this that she wasn't paid as little as people were saying.
No, she got paid $300,000 for each of the three movies that she's made, which was the original rubbish Batman Superman crap, this Wonder Woman movie, and the next Justice League movie.
So less than $1 million
for
three movies.
Yes. Apparently she's in line, she's going to get a pay rise, but she also gets commission, I guess you'd say, turnover based.
What really annoys me about the story as well, so Henry Cavill, who was in Superman, made $14 million for the first movie, and he was unknown as well. had been in no movies, had done a couple of things, and still made more money than her. Mm.
She got paid basically, like, that's literally, in Hollywood, that is literally nothing. Damn. So anyway, love her. She deserves far more money.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
50 mil next time. I'll take a cut.
100 mil?
Yeah. Oh, we're in a bidding race.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.